There's a great little resource for you out there from Concordia Publishing House that you may have heard mentioned a few weeks ago on Historically Speaking. Dr. Daniel Harmelick brought in a few books to recommend for your devotion, and this was one of them. It's one I have, and I use from time to time. It's called The Lord Will Answer, and it's a daily prayer catechism. What that means is that it's not just prayer, it's not just a catechism. It seeks to harmonize them, to bring them together, to remind you what our echo of the Christian faith is, what the catechism does teach, but to do so in a way which is a little bit less studious and a little more just sort of prayerful. Today, the fourth Monday in the season of Epiphany, reminds us, you shall not murder. What does this mean? It means we should fear and love God so that we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body, but help and support him in every physical need. And here is an interesting question. Should the quality of a person's life make a difference in whether they should live or die? Now, it calls to mind for us Proverbs chapter 6. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. And Proverbs 31 verse 8 says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of those who are destitute." And Acts 17 verse 25 says, "He," meaning God, "He himself gives all men life and breath and everything else." So therefore, we believe God forbids us to take the life of another person, murder, abortion, even euthanasia, or our own life, suicide. The severely handicapped, the infirm, the helpless, and the aged persons are persons in the sight of God, and they have life given by him, and it is to be ended only by him. Let us therefore pray. Lord God, I confess and deplore before you my own and the world's own wickedness. We are not only cruelly ungrateful for your fatherly love and care for us, but we also shamefully neglect to learn these commandments and teachings. We despise them as though they did not concern us or as though we received no benefit from them. Besides, we go on confidently and do not make it a matter of conscience to forsake, despise, persecute, injure, and at heart kill our neighbor, contrary to your commandment. We pursue our anger, rage, and every hatred as though we were doing right and well thereby. Truly, it is time for us wicked sinners to weep and lament. For like a wild and rude people and raving beasts, we trample, push, scratch, tear, bite and devour one another and fail to listen to this important commandment of God. Lord, I am an evildoer and a sinner against your divine commandment. Help me, for I am helpless. Amen. That prayer, written by the blessed and devout Dr. Martin Luther, found again in The Lord Will Answer, a daily prayer catechism. You can get your own copy at cph.org.